Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Do you ever think about this? The Sterigenics plant that you hear commercials about all of the time on the radio, the spokespeople for that company you never hear on the radio because they don't come on. But there was this plant in the Chicago area, what was it, by Willowbrook, and it was sterilizing surgical equipment but using chemicals that evidently were causing great harm to people in the area. And so they're out of Dodge now. They're not going to be here anymore, but the residents in that area are still very angry. And as I understand it, there is a bill before the state legislature that will amend the Environmental Protection Act. And it will say that, if I get this right, local home rule townships will be able to say, we won't allow you to come into our community if you use that ethylene oxide. Ethylene oxide. Rita Mayfield is a state representative, and she joins us now on WGN. Hi, Rita. It's John. You're on the air. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Pretty good. That's my understanding of this, but you're one of the people behind it, so tell me what I need to know.
Okay, that bill is slightly different than my bill. That bill was put forward by Leader Durkin, and it does exactly what you said does. It gives the puts it right back to the municipalities and says that the city board can vote to not allow that building or that manufacturing company into their community.
Right.
They can totally ban it and say you cannot use that chemical here.
How is
and
yours
I think
different?
It's a great bill.
How is yours different then?
My bill calls for a phase out of ethylene oxide. My bill is House Bill 3888. I believe the other bill is 3885. The one that you referenced, but mine is 3888, and what it does, it phases out the use of ethylene oxide by 2021 and gives hospitals a slightly longer phase out as well.
You know, we've, and you're right, it is 3885, that other one. Hospitals need to sterilize the equipment. Somebody's got to do it. And what hospitals want to allow businesses to continue to use ethylene oxide to sterilize their stuff? Is that the idea?
Well, the argument that we're getting from the manufacturers is that ethylene oxide is the only sterilization method that is available, and we know that to not be true. There are actually approximately 10 other alternative sterilization methods. Other hospitals have done this already. The most recent one was, I don't have it in front of me. I thought I did.
That's all right.
But it was a Swedish hospital that just got rid of theirs.
Well, but if
so
there are other
it
ways.
It is being done already.
If there are other ways.
Swedish Covenant Hospital, I'm sorry.
Sure.
In 2014, they actually phased out the use of ethylene oxide. So they've been doing that since 2014, and they've been successful. So if they can successfully do this for 5 years and phase out the use of ethylene oxide, then the argument that ethylene oxide is the only sterilization method that hospitals, manufacturers, and other companies can use, we know is not true. We do know that it is the prevalent sterilization method that is out there, but that does not mean that we have to be married to it. And in fact, the U.S. EPA is calling, you know, for innovation and sterilization to protect human life, because we know that ethylene oxide is a human carcinogen.
Well, then
it is no. Yes.
Why? You know, why? But then why give them a couple of years? Yours is going to phase this in.
Well, mine, yes, it does. But part of what my bill says is that if you're in a densely populated area, which Medline and Waukegan is in a densely populated area, they would need to cease production immediately and move to an alternative method, which we know that they have done in other plants that they own.
I see.
Also, if you're next to a school or a daycare.
Let me ask you this. Well, that makes sense to me. So if you're in a densely populated area near those places, then let's not have those chemicals anywhere near anybody. But if this company, Sterigenics, say, you spoke about Medline, which is another company that uses that ethylene oxide. But where were the, you know, maybe they don't care. I don't, this has been a mystery to me. If this stuff is this injurious or dangerous, who are the employees and why was that company operating around here anyway? Should there have been some governmental oversight to keep them from polluting the air or harming people?
Well, that is the mission of the Illinois EPA, and surprisingly, or maybe unsurprisingly enough, we have all asked that same question. Why was the Illinois EPA not monitoring? They knew. They've known for years that this is a carcinogen. They've known that employees who work in these plants have a higher risk of cancer, you know, and lymphoma, and other, there's like a long list of byproducts that come from working in a plant that has these chemicals. So they've known this, but yet they have failed to protect human life. They have failed to protect the environment. They failed to protect communities. They failed to protect our children. We had a local community forum. Over 1,000 people in the area showed up against ethylene oxide and what's going on, and to voice their concern and to strongly stand together and say, we need to close down Medline. We need to do something now. We had a mother who was there representing other mothers whose children were all diagnosed with lymphoma. How many children need to be diagnosed? How many lives do we need to lose before this good corporate neighbor, as they like to keep telling us that they are, finally says, we're going to do something?
Boy, they never, you know, we reached out to them, I'll bet 10 times, and said, I'm sure that there's another side to the story. Just you, and this was when they were still operating. We said, tell us the story. Tell us what you're doing to safeguard the community. They would never come on. I think the next conversation I need to have then is with the Illinois EPA. But in the meantime, Rita Mayfield, 60th District in Waukegan, thanks for your time this afternoon. And we'll keep our listeners posted on the progress of your bill.
Thank you so much. Again, House Bill 3885, 3888, witness slips in support of those bills are needed. We're over 2,000, but we want to keep going. And I just thank you for giving me the time.
Thank you, Rita Mayfield.